You have your Bibles, you want to turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 15. I want to talk with you this morning about something that may sound a little unusual to you, but it's a major problem among Christians, and that's praying is not a substitute for obedience. Praying is not a substitute for obedience. In 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, I just want to look at one verse of Scripture in verse 22. 1 Samuel 15 and 22. This is Samuel talking to King Saul. Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? For behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Then turn with me to Hebrews chapter 5, and we'll look at just one verse here as well, and that's verse 8, Hebrews chapter 5, and verse 8. And this is referring to Jesus. It says, "Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he experienced." And if your translation says suffer, that's I don't think that's an accurate rendering. The Greek says experience. Then in Mark 11:24, familiar passage to many people, but I want you to hear what he's saying in Mark 11:24. Jesus is doing the speaking, and he says, "Therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you may receive them, and you will have them." And then look with me to Jude and verse 20. Here again, probably heard this a lot as well. "But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." Now, with those scriptures in mind, I want to talk to you about praying as not a substitute for obedience. A lot of times people misunderstand even what prayer is. They think it's some form or some formal thing that you do, and so often it's just so religious, you know, with Almighty God, you know, and all the these and the vows that go with all that. And in reality, prayer is just communication. It's just talking with the Lord and listening to the Lord. And actually, it should be not monologue, but dialogue, to where it's a communication. Now I go back to Samuel. Saul has been given a directive from God through Samuel, and Saul doesn't follow the directive. He deviates. He does part of it. And so often this is what people do. You know, they may go to God and petition God and ask God, and then God will give them promptings or speak to their heart, and they don't want to do all of what he said because it's not appealing to the flesh. And Saul, they couldn't bring themselves to destroy all these fine animals, and so they decided they had a better idea than God. And it cost him the kingdom ultimately. God said, "I would have established it through you. You wouldn't obey me." And God's looking for obedient people. There's a lot of people pray. Even sinners will pray when they get in the real hard spot. But how many obey God? And this is what God's looking for. Now, obedience, as we read in Hebrews, comes as a result of what you're experiencing. If everything's going well, I mean, it's easy to just do what, right and the status quo and all that. But what if everything's not going well and God has dealt with your heart to do things and everything's not cooperating with that? You obey God anyway. Right? Then Mark 11:24 says, when you pray, believe. Believe's action. In other words, it's not just praying or believing, it's believing what you pray. And how many people believe what they pray? I'll be fair with you, very few people, I think, actually believe what they pray will come to pass. I get phone calls and all this all the time. Pray for this, pray for that, pray for the other. Listen, if you're not praying in faith, you're just talking into the wind. Nothing's going to happen. Anyway, you just pleased somebody and nothing was accomplished. And I'm not against praying. I'm just saying don't pray until you know how to pray. You know, I have people that say, well, pray for this and pray for that. I say, why? What do you want me to pray for? You just want me to say some little old religious prayer? I don't even know what's going on, so how am I going to pray out of my heart with conviction? And if I'm not praying with conviction out of my heart, it's not going to accomplish anything anyway. And oftentimes with prayer, there comes an action. When you pray, believe. Now we have to act this thing out. Now, Jude says, you build yourself up on your most holy faith by praying. It's not a substitute for faith. You build yourself up on what you already believe. Okay? But then you have to act on the Word of God. Now, I just want to give you some characters that you're very familiar with in the Bible. Noah did not save himself or his family by praying. It was by obeying. You understand? He could have prayed till he was blue in the face and it wouldn't accomplish a thing. God said, use your hands, build an ark. Had he not built the ark, he would not have been spared. You with me? There's a time you obey God, and you can't substitute praying for obeying. Do what God told you to do. Well, another illustration of this is Abraham. God tells Abraham, who's living in Ur of the Chaldees, to get up and leave your country. Now, he could have prayed, you know, for the next 40 years. But it wouldn't have accomplished the will of God in his life. And then you get on to various events in his life, and one particular is with Isaac. God says, sacrifice your son. Yeah. Now, I can say I love God. I can say I talk to God. I can say I pray 30 minutes a day or hour a day. I can say anything I want to. But will I do what God's asking me to do? If I won't do what God's asking me to do, I'm deceiving myself. And I'm telling you, Abraham was an excellent example, or is an excellent example. He's a man, when God spoke, he did what God told him to do. And that's what God's expecting out of us today. But I can tell you now, he experienced some hardships in life, just like Jesus experienced some hardship in life. You learn obedience. You do what God says. Here's what you're learning. That if I'll do what he says, it's going to be in my best interest and it's going to produce positive results, whether it appears like it or not at the beginning. You can't look at the beginning. It's the end. Who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. He was looking at what was set before him, not what he was going through, so he obeyed. You with me? Too many people get caught up in what we're going through and lose sight of what God said. You follow all that? Well, another illustration of this is the Israelites. You know, they prayed and they were crying out to God because of the bondage, the affliction they were in there in Egypt. God heard their prayers and God moved on the heart of Moses to go deliver them out, to take them in, deliver them out of bondage, take them into a land that I promised them. They prayed, but they were not willing to obey. They refused to obey. They came out, that was a good thing, but shortly after they come out, when they get to the Red Sea experience, they're murmuring and complaining. And then God does this phenomenal thing of opening up the Red Sea. They go out, now they're rejoicing. Their life was like a yo-yo, up and down, inconsistent in obedience, though. You follow me? And so when they get up on the brink of the promised land that God had given them, they want to go spy it out rather than take it. Moses said, go ahead. They did. They came back. We can't do what God said we could do. That's basically what they said. Do you understand? They didn't use those words, but that's what they were saying in their heart. And God called it unbelief, an evil report. I'm telling you, when you don't obey God, there are major consequences to that. That generation never entered into the promised land because they wouldn't obey. The ones who prayed wouldn't obey. Same way today. People pray today, but they don't want to obey God. Now think about David. He was a man who prayed and obeyed. You know, the Philistines came against them. David went before God to get the counsel of God. Do I go against them? The Lord said, yes. He goes against them and defeats them. Later on, they come back against him at the same place. He prays again. Do I go against them? The Lord said, yeah, but don't do it the way you did the last time. Wait until you hear that sound of marching in the top of the mulberry trees. Then go. Well, he could have said, well, I did it this way before and it worked. Or he could obey God. When you obey God, you always get the victory. That's the key. And we have to learn to obey God. You know, I think of Peter when he's there at Simon's house, Simon the Tanner. Cornelius sends his servants up to him because Cornelius has had an experience with God. Here's a man that was praying, he heard God, and he obeyed. God told him to send for Peter. Well, Jews didn't intermingle with Gentiles. But Cornelius didn't let that stop him from obeying God, and he sent people to get Peter. Peter goes up on the housetop to pray while he's waiting for them to prepare the meal. And the Lord speaks to him through a vision, then speaks to him by the Spirit and tells him to kneel down there and to go with them. A Jew to go to a Gentile's house. Peter obeyed. He didn't just pray, he obeyed. You with me? And too many people today are trying to substitute the praying for obedience. I'm telling you, this is a society today that does not like to obey. Children don't want to obey the parents because parents have set a bad example because the parents don't want to obey authority. They go home and talk about how stupid the boss man is or the leadership is or whatever. Everybody has a better idea, they think, rather than to do what we're told to do. I've learned this in praying, I get promptings. And in these promptings, we choose whether we follow through. This message this morning came through a prompting. You understand? This thought. Praying is not a substitute for obeying. Now, I can just pass that off, or I can start meditating on it. All right, I hear what you're saying. Now, what do I do with this? And I've been meditating on it. And then we come in and a scripture comes and a scripture comes and a scripture comes. Actually, this is my notes. And I was writing these scriptures down, and then like Noah and Abraham and Moses and David and Peter, and all of a sudden I just heard this: you have enough notes, you let me preach the message. Now, are we going to obey with that, or are we going to panic with that? No, I need a better crutch to lean on. Who better can you lean on than the Holy Spirit? He always has the message. We can write all kinds of notes, but if it's a true message from God, it's going to come from the Spirit of God, not out of your head. I don't care how smart you are and how much education you have. They can teach you three-point sermons all they want to. God has a message, not a sermon. And there's a difference. And the message this morning is, I want obedience. It doesn't matter if you pray 10 hours a day and you don't obey, that's not going to impress God at all. What will impress God is you doing what God said to do. You learn it. You do it one time, it works. You do it another time, it worked. You do it another time, it worked. It becomes a way of life to you. Do you know Jesus said, I always do what I see my Father do. I always judge according to what I hear. You know what that is? That is 100% obedience. When did he ever fail? He didn't fail because he always obeyed. You know where our failures come from? Lack of obedience. When we don't carry through with what God's dealt with our hearts about, that's when we fail. I've never failed doing what God told me to do. I've made some blunders doing what I thought I should do, but not what God said to do. You follow me? Now, I'm not telling you not to pray. Don't you even go out of here thinking that. And so Pete said prayer wasn't important. Because if you go out and say that, I'm going to say they're lying. Because Pete puts a lot of emphasis on prayer. I pray daily. But I don't substitute that for the promptings of God. When you pray and you get direction, then you go with the direction you're getting. And sometimes, many times, the flesh does not like the prompting. And so you choose whether you submit to you or whether you submit to God. And I highly recommend that you submit to God. You understand? Obey. We've become so stinking religious that we miss God. Just like the Jews in Jesus' day. They were religious up to the eyeballs, but didn't know Jesus, the Messiah. And I'm telling you, the church today is the same way. We've become so religious. We think it's real religious and real spiritual to say, pray. Pray for this, pray for this, pray for this, pray for that. Listen, if you don't know how to pray, you're just talking into the air and it's not going to do anything. But if you know how to pray and you obey, you're going to get results every time. Every time. But if you just did a tally right now on the prayers you've heard prayed and the prayers you've seen answered, what percent would it be that were answered? Extremely low. I've seen more people pray for than you can count. And I've seen very little results from it. You with me? Do you know in Mark 16, he said, go into all the world, preach the gospel. Well, that is a command. Are we obeying that? And you have to understand what preach is. That doesn't mean get behind some podium or get on some platform or put on some mic. It's just simply proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whether it's one-on-one or whether it's to 1,000, that's irrelevant. The message is the same. And everybody has a responsibility of sharing Jesus Christ. If you're born again, share Jesus Christ. If everyone is sharing Jesus Christ, they give their personal testimony of what Jesus has done for them, then the gospel is going out all over the world. But we think it's some preacher behind some podium. Hierarchy. It's foolish. The preachers did it because they wanted you to look up to them. No, you look up to God. Obey God. Do what God's told you to do. By all means, pray. I ask God for direction. I ask God for direction every time I'm speaking or every time I'm doing something. I'm asking God for direction. If I'm working on something, I ask God for wisdom. And when the thoughts come, follow the thoughts. When these things come, you just ask God to show you how to do something, and you get this thought, well, I don't want to do that. Well, how dumb can you be? You just ask and something came to you you hadn't been thinking about. Follow through. Obey. You want results? Obey. You look at the men in the Bible who were successful for God, that's because they obeyed God. Jeremiah did a lot of praying. Jeremiah had a lot of bad experiences. But he obeyed God. And I have a great admiration for the man. I don't see that he got converts, but I see that he did his job well, and he finished his course obeying God. Paul was a man that obeyed God. Oh, it landed him in jail some. It got him beaten some. But he obeyed. Now, I'm here again. I'm not telling you to get a persecution mentality. You think if you obey God, you're going to get beat up. That's not what I'm saying at all. People don't understand you obeying God. Throughout my years of ministry, many people have thought I've missed God by doing what God told me to do. And have actually got in opposition with it. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that I did what God told me to do, and yet it was strongly opposed. What would you do? You'd do it again a million times over because God said so. You obey because it's right, not because people like it. You follow me? Now, you can fall on your face and pray, oh, Lord, if I do this, they're not going to like this, and they're not going to like that. Well, who are you being led by, God or the people? If you're led by the people, you will not represent God. You'll represent the people. And I'm telling you, this kingdom of God is not we the people. It's God and God alone. And we follow His lead. We follow His instruction. And praying is a good way to get it. You just start fellowshipping with the Lord, and the Lord will start sharing things with you. And when I talk about praying, I'm not just saying, God, show me this, and God, show me that. There's a time for that. But most of our prayer should be fellowshipping with God, not telling God what we want. But if you took what we want out of the praying, you'd eliminate most of the praying. There's more to prayer than petition. It's consecrating yourself to God. It's praise. It's worship. You start magnifying the Lord. And then as you get promptings, I call it, follow through. You get a thought, you don't like that thought, don't go into more intense prayer. And that's what a lot of people do. We're going to pray that thought away. And you're not going to get anywhere if you don't obey God. who said life was easy. Anybody that's told you life's easy lied to you. Anyone that told you the Christian walk is a bed of roses lied to you. There was opposition against Jesus. There is opposition against God's people. You understand? Obey God and you overcome. That's the key. Obey God. As I was thinking about this morning, I thought about various people that came to Jesus for healing. For instance, the 10 lepers. They come and they cry out. They're praying, not a formal prayer, Almighty God, have mercy on us. You understand? They're making a request. This is a petition that they're making. And Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. Now today, if he would say, if the average person that came for healing, if you told them to go do something, they get mad at you. Well, go show myself to the priest. I'm not healed. I'm not supposed to show myself to the priest until the leprosy goes away. No, it's an act of obedience. They had to obey in order to get healed. But people want to get their healing without obeying. It won't work. You didn't get saved without obeying. If you don't obey the Word of God, the instructions of God, then you do not get born again. You cannot do it without obeying God. And you don't get anything else from God without obeying God. And God is wanting us to learn obedience. And so we do it through some difficult circumstances. Like with Abraham. Leave your country, leave your kindred, go where I show you. Well, wait a minute. I'm just not going to get up and leave without knowing where I'm going. That's the mindset of people. So they miss God. No, you go and He shows. He doesn't show you, then you go. That's not what He told him. You follow me? Noah could have made all kinds of excuses about building an ark. But he chose to obey God. Now, how many excuses do you make? Don't even answer. Don't even go. When God prompts you, when we get things in our heart, it's interesting how we come up with an excuse first. Or we want to oppose it. I know when the Lord told me to leave secular work and to go into ministry, I said, give me scripture. And by the time I got it out, He gave me scripture. You follow me? Now what am I going to do with it? You can listen to your head or you can listen to your heart. When God deals with your heart, not your head. And so start listening to the Spirit of God dealing with your heart and then step out in obedience. It's not seeing is believing. It's believing is seeing. Paul, quoting from the Psalm, says, I believe, therefore I speak. I've got it in here first. If I can get it in here, I can walk it out. But to get it in here, I have to get into the presence of God and then get the instruction of God, but then there's an obligation to carry it out. You don't pray out the instruction. You carry out the instruction. Praying is never a substitute for obeying. Let's pray by all means. But even more than that, let's obey. Then God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Christians today are not understanding the will of God being done on earth today. They want to give up earth. Just give it up, turn it over to the devil, let evil rule, just get us out of here. And that's not what God has called us to do. Jesus said, pray that God's kingdom would come on earth. His will be done on earth. And then he told us where his kingdom was or is. In Luke 17:21, he said, the kingdom of God is in you. So let the will of God be done in you. If the will of God's done in you, the will of God will be done through you. That means you'll be obeying. Amen? All right, you get the message? Don't ever try to substitute prayer for obedience. Pray, obey. That's the order. You with me? All right, that's the message. You guys all right? Okay. Father, I thank you that you bless us indeed. You enlarge our territory. Your hand's with us to keep us from evil so that we do not cause pain. You bless us and keep us. You make your face to shine upon us. You're gracious unto us. You lift up your countenance upon us and give us peace. So, Lord, we invite you to rise up. Let your enemies be scattered and those who hate you flee before you. Amen. Have a great afternoon.